here for final pre-hearing conference for W17-006 through 014. And with that, I'll ask the parties to introduce themselves. I assume we have only representatives at the table, is that right? That are going to be involved in the calendaring, since that's all we're doing today. Start here then, please.
Claudia Newman, representing Scale.
I'm Richard Kohler with the Junction Neighborhood Organization.
Christy Tobin-Presser with Junction Neighborhood Organization.
Judith Bendish.
You can just go ahead. You don't have to wait for me to.
Okay. Judith Bendish, Friends of Ravenna Cowan.
Okay.
Myra Latozic, Beacon Hill Council, Seattle.
Talis Ablins, Friends of North Rainier Neighborhood Plan.
Lee Ron, Wallingford Community Council.
Toby Thaler, Fremont Neighborhood Council.
David Ward, Seniors United for Neighborhoods.
Todd Cecilius here on behalf of the city.
Dale Johnson on behalf of the city.
Jeff Weber, City Attorney's Office for the city.
Okay, thank you. So we do not have anyone from Morgan Community Association. That right?
They're both out of the city.
Okay.
One in Europe and one in New York.
Not here. All right. So there was a deadline to submit witness and exhibit lists, and I understand that there's been a collective decision not to do that. I am left uninformed then as to what your plans are at this point.
Your Honor, we jointly worked out a 3-day extension for both the appellants and the city, and everyone has stipulated to that, so I will hand that to you.
And so what is the plan for today?
Well, this relates only to the deadlines for the filing of the final witness and exhibit list and exhibit. So I think otherwise today we are still on track to discuss all the issues related to the logistics of the hearing.
All right. I guess I'll ask you all then, how do you propose to do that if you don't know who your witnesses are? Or I don't know who your witnesses are.
I have
is the preliminary.
They're that dramatically different from the preliminary, and we've been pretty,
I think the delay there was mainly related to the production of the exhibits. I think the parties are fairly aware of who their witnesses are, although.
Okay.
We've
substantially reduced from as compared to our preliminary list.
So. All right. So the only challenge I have is I don't have that information, so I can't walk you through that. You are essentially on your own in some respects to doing that. I have an exercise that I will propose, and we'll see how well this works. We have the calendar there on the wall. What I would like is for witnesses to have everybody have a name and a sticky note with their witness on there by the time we leave today. And so I'm going to hand these out. You can put your witnesses' names down on these, and then we can start talking when your schedule is going to match with what names and what days. We can do that. I actually would like it to be possible for the parties to take a picture of this, have it for your records, and see what this looks like when we leave today. So I'm not sure we're going to be able to read writing. I couldn't write legibly on that. So that doesn't. I probably have the worst writing in the room too. So.
I don't know if we're thinking on this.
Our thinking on the first week is pretty solid, and then our thinking on the last week is less concrete.
Mm-hmm.
So can we put under the last week just the witnesses we're expecting, but we won't have dates specific.
If it turns out to the bat, sure. I'm guessing it's not quite as tidy as I would hope to leave everybody's name and exactly the minute they're going to appear. That would be remarkable, given the number of witnesses. But to the degree we can have an idea of, so that all the parties know when they can have an expert come and the respondent can know when they have to respond to that, and availability of counsel as well, because we've had some issues around that. I think we need to leave the room knowing that today, when that's going to happen.
Your Honor, maybe I can provide a little context just to understand.
Or we can just wing it and show up there and you can all help. good luck.
In anticipation of this pre-hearing conference, the city did approach the appellants, and we did have, with Scale, at least some preliminary discussions. And I think what Ms. Newman is referring to about the weeks reflects the fact that although we haven't gotten the full picture from the appellants yet, we did begin to scope out this concept that the appellants might be able to essentially take the first week, and that based on what we understood, although we still have to confirm their views as to who they would be presenting during that first week, that we might, the city, then be able to essentially take the second week, largely respond to those, and then that we would use the third week for both parties to sort of address what was left. Now, we haven't got 100% understanding yet of what the appellants are proposing for the first week, but that gives you a little context for why Ms. Newman was framing it in that way. And as a concept, that approach seems to have merit, but there's still a lot of details that need to be worked out.
But I think we're ready to put our, I mean, I think it's a good idea.
Okay. Other appellants?
Oh, right now.
Yeah, I think, well, I don't know if this is the appropriate time to say it, but a lot of the appellants, there has been discussion of a 50-50 split between the city on the one hand putting on its case and the nine appellants putting on their cases. And we have a sort of fairness and conceptual issue with that, given that the very nature of the appellant's case is that the EIS fails and that it is not neighborhood specific. So we are required, scale primarily, and each neighborhood is required to put on its own case to show why it was deficient with respect to its neighborhood's own features. On the other hand, when the city's response as to why it was sufficient to put on one EIS that was not neighborhood specific, seems that it would be largely the same with respect to each of those neighborhoods. If we don't put on all that information, we are at risk that your ruling would be, okay, well, it's, you know, that neighborhood that you put on evidence with respect to, that was deficient, but there's no evidence with respect to any other neighborhood, and therefore I cannot make a finding on that. So to us, with 20 plus neighborhoods that we have to put on evidence with respect to, it doesn't seem appropriate that the split should be 50-50 on the city side. So,
and I can give you an added detail on that if you'd like. I don't know if you're ready
sure
to talk about this now. So the question is, should the appellants have more time to present their draft is the main question. How much time should that be? And I think a concrete example of that is, let's say we're talking about height, bulk, and scale impacts or aesthetic impacts, the whole chapter in the EIS about aesthetic impacts. The way the city has addressed aesthetic impacts in the EIS is to have a generic neighborhood that is just an urban village and talking about the impacts in that sense. And our problem with that is that there are 27 different neighborhoods with extraordinarily different characteristics, different sizes of buildings, different uses, very unique, each neighborhood in Seattle. And so in order to prove our case, we could either present, you know, four examples and ask the examiner to rule that all of the neighborhoods, the EIS is therefore not adequate because these four examples demonstrate to me that there's a problem with all of the neighborhoods. Or do we have to present evidence about the height, bulk, and scale for all 27 neighborhoods and have witnesses testify about each of them individually, because there's a fear that if you rule on the North Rainier evidence that we presented, but we don't present evidence on Beacon Hill, the ruling would say the job wasn't adequate on North Rainier, but you don't have the evidence. Does it? And our presentation on that will take a considerably longer time than what the city's response should take, because their response is just the generic neighborhood.
There's another consideration, and that is kind of one, a practical one. Certainly, I don't think anybody would dispute that this case needed to be consolidated. But it was consolidated by the hearing examiner in this case, and we don't have a czar to rule on who gets to do what. And we have nine different appeals with different representatives, and it's not just one appeal any longer. I mean, it hasn't turned into just one appeal. We still have nine different appeals, and not everybody views the issues the same way. And if we were to take the appellant's half of the time and divide that by nine or eight or whatever it turns out to be, appellants are being denied the right to present their case in some cases, not certainly with all issues, but it does create some problems from the standpoint of coordinating all the appeals. The appellants have been working very, very hard to coordinate this, but, you know, when we have our meetings, not everybody views, you know, the way things ought to be presented the same way. And so to try to take those eight different viewpoints or nine different viewpoints and put them into, you know, one half of the time is creating some difficulty on our part.
That all makes more sense to me than we're going to give the city a week and then respondents are going to take a week and we'll figure out how it goes in the end. So I think, the underpinnings of discussions we've had in earlier pre-hearing conferences. So I'm going to turn to the city now and get their input on this specific issue of allocation of time. But I will certainly be looking forward to both scales and the city's addressing this specific issue in the context of the proposal of the 2 weeks and the third meeting.
Well, I mean, fundamentally, we have to, the city has to respond to the evidence and the arguments presented in the appellant's case or cases in chief. And as in most proceedings, both parties, if you will, are given, you know, equal time to either present their case on appeal or in defending that case. And I think the point that was just made underscores the need for the city to have at least the latitude or the expectation that it will be given equal time to respond to arguments that are presented in different ways or potentially entirely different sets of facts or theories that we're going to have to present evidence on. Now, it may turn out that we don't need as much time, but I think to assume that at the outset would prejudice the city's ability to defend its EIS. And I just picking up on what you said, I think we have made some progress with scale in terms of getting a sense for how this might play out, how much time we might need for witnesses, some estimates on cross-examination time. But until, you know, until their cases are, and our case is complete, if you will, it's very difficult for us to say we only need a quarter of the time or whatnot. So I would urge the examiner to establish a schedule that's based on 50-50 allocation of time. And we also have discussed, at least with scale, the potential use of the chess clock to allow the parties to be able to manage their time both on both sides of the table, if you will, and potentially internally, you know, given the concerns about the number of appellants. But that's certainly something that helps in these proceedings where you have lots of parties so that we can manage and we know how much time we have once you've made a decision about allocation.
I guess I can understand the city's position in theory.
Unless you're going to add something new, I very much understand the appellant's position and
simply going to point out that the city felt comfortable in filing summary judgments combined against all of them, not having to divide up the issues, and they felt comfortable in responding to the various summary judgments and so forth combined. So I think that the city's view of the case is one where there is a lot of unity.
And I think I understand that. I did not anticipate the city would have 50% of the time when we set aside 3 weeks. I do see the possibility for the city to consolidate its time in responding. I will tell you that an underlying value that we are approaching this hearing with is that there will be an opportunity for the appellants to put on their case. If the city is strongly believing it needs half the time, a week and a half time, then we've not set aside enough time for this. And so what you're asking for is more time for the hearing to continue. Just be clear that that is what you're asking for.
Well, I'm
not asking for argument at this point, Councilor. I also will not use a chess clock. I did use one of those recently in another hearing, and essentially what you're asking me to do is for 3 weeks to sit here back and forth and not hear the arguments that you're presenting. It's an efficient use of time, but it is not an efficient use of my attention span to the arguments you're presenting that deserve my attention. And I have to be more than simply watching every minute. And I find that the parties got very absorbed in every minute that they needed, they had for that. It somewhat helped, but in fact, in the end, it did not govern the amount of time that the parties got either. It turned into the appellants getting more time because they had requested more than half the time to begin with, and that was a single appellant and not nine appellants. I understand the arguments you've raised, and I understand the need for efficiency in this, and I'm hoping that we can achieve it, but right now I can't do it by simply drawing a line down the amount of time we have with 50-50, and I can't do it with the promise that I'll be sitting up here watching every minute that everybody gets allocated. So I want to just make sure that I put that message out now as we continue the conversation for how we manage time. We can look to the calendar for more time if the city believes that we need more time to conduct the hearing, and I'm certainly willing to do that.
I guess, Your Honor, it would be helpful to know what allocation you do foresee, because that would influence the city's decision.
The appellants came in and asked for a 3 to 4 week hearing based on the information I've been provided, some of it not received today, but on the preliminary witness and exhibit list, the hours added up to at least the 3 week period that we have now. And I was assuming we'd see some paring down, and I don't know if we have at this point. So if I don't know, I'm still working on the minimum that they've asked for. It was 3, so we could add another week. That would give you 2 weeks. That would give them 2 weeks. That would be a 50-50 split that would come closer to us being able to give you the time that you need in order to respond 50-50.
I'm not quite sure I quite caught that. We only have 3 weeks for the hearing right now. If the appellants say they need 3 weeks, that doesn't leave anything.
For the hearing. I assumed that we were cutting them very short. I wasn't giving them all the time that they asked for.
I'm sorry, I must be not tracking. So have you, putting aside how long the hearing as a whole is, do you have a sense of what percentage of that total hearing you'd like to give the appellants versus the city, or are you saying you don't have...
I don't have a bright line rule on that, no.
Okay.
I don't.
So do the appellants have a view of how much time you need?
What I was looking for and hoping that we would see today is that we would know how many hours they needed and to see if we could fit that in the time we've allowed it for the hearing. I do not have that information at this point.
So, nor do we.
Right. So your thinking is if we go through this exercise, we might have a better sense...
That's the whole point of this exercise.
And I would say that...
We can find redundancies. We can find out how much time is actually needed for them to present their cases.
And we did...
And iron out some of these differences that I would expect in this number of appellants.
And just so you know, when we did sit down with Scale, we talked in concept again about this idea of maybe them trying to get through the first week and then us using some time in the second and however that might play out. But we did receive from Ms. Newman today a kind of an outline of witness scheduling from their perspective. So it was hard for us to respond right away to this, but I mean, I think we've kind of made some progress in this direction, so we can start to work it out.
So I think that's just Scale.
I'm only representing. We talked with Scale. I don't know what internal coordination you all have or have not done. But
those are just Scales.
And I just want to mention that doesn't include any of the lay witnesses that I was describing. With respect to the 27 neighborhoods, those are the expert witnesses.
And the other effort we've made is in our conversations here is we do know when there is some availability, some council availability, some witness availability. We tried to start to work through that. The reason you see three of us here today is because we know we're going to have to do some covering down over this longer period, so we're trying to be flexible that way. But
I appreciate that there's been some work at it, and I see that. Perhaps not enough to get where we need to be to have a definitive answer of how we're going to conduct the hearing or how much time the hearing will need.
It was the concept that there'd be a week for Scale, a week for the city to respond to Scale, and that the other appellants would then take advantage of the third week? That was not the conversation.
Okay. And I think we had hoped, it doesn't sound like it happened, we had hoped that there would be some coordination among all the appellants so that we'd have a little better sense of where
there has
all
been coordination.
Okay.
That's not...
Well, then I guess from the city standpoint, it'd be a good place to start maybe to hear from the appellants as to what you're envisioning, because right now all we know is what we heard from you.
When I had the preliminary witness list come into me, I was able to go through based on the estimated amount of time you put in there how many hours you would need, and it was barely up and about in a three-week period, so I figured with some trimming down and with a hard push to maintain diligence with the hearing, we could accommodate that and an ample time for response from the city as well. At this point, that was a guess. I didn't know until today where we might end up, and I'm not sure that I have the information to go beyond where I was at the preliminary witness list level, which was pretty open. Many of the parties said we don't really quite know what we're doing yet. And so that's the information I'm approaching this with, and I understand that the city's probably in the same position.
I'll just state, on behalf of Friends of North Rainier Neighborhood Plan, there has been coordination, and there's been sort of a logical preliminary focus on expert witnesses and their availability during the first week, and the consolidation will achieve efficiencies because to the extent one expert is going to overlap multiple appellants, we're going to do our best to get the testimony out. So. I think we've got enough groundwork laid with the city to start that mapping out.
I think we could do your... I think I'm ready to...
Yeah, I would like to say at least two of the witnesses that we listed were Friends of Ravenna Cowan. When I've looked at what Ms. Newman has proposed, since they're on the same topic, we tried to... So those are included in the time that she was trying to allocate. But then we have others.
I'm going to give you all, let's say, how long do you need to fill these out with your witnesses?
You mean...
Put your witness names on it. We're going to do it on the board together.
Oh.
I just need you. You're not ready to do this yet.
Well,
nobody is. So I need to give you time in order to get prepared to participate in the exercise.
10 minutes.
Okay.
You want it by witness or by topic?
Witness.
I'm sorry.
So witness. If witness covers multiple topics, then.
Sure. So if you can.
We're putting the names of our witnesses.
Okay. So and just
Mr. Castelli. Yeah.
I'm sorry if I can just ask one clarifying question, because I think the objective is, I think we were talking about different approaches to presentation of the case, and so the traditional format would be appellants present their case, city goes next. We had talked about issue specific approach, and I think the one that got the most traction before we came in today was some version of a hybrid, where in the first week there'd be witnesses addressing specific topics.
Yes.
And that the city would then present its witnesses on that topic, and then they would return to present witnesses on different topics. And so from our standpoint, it's just very hard for us to understand which witnesses would go when, but it'd be helpful to know, are we reverting back to the more traditional approach of their entire case?
No, this was not at all intended to put a definition of, for example, I was asked if this is by issue. No, it's by witness. What the attempt is to accommodate with schedule, we have certain parties that are going to come in at a specific time and aren't going to be here the whole time. We have counsel that are only going to be here at certain times. That may well be that we are simply talking about the first week and the city sits back and watch that exercise play out. You also have witness availability issues, I assume.
We do.
That we can try to address, and it's possible that during the second week, while the city's responding in the model that you've suggested, that's the time we have a noise expert and we go with that. I think this has to be fluid and open to accommodate schedules, and given that it's the summer and it's a three-week period for all of us.
And I understand all that, and I appreciate the your tolerance with this. I think the issue that we're wrestling with is that we will have certain witnesses who are going to be responsive to potentially multiple witnesses,
right,
and we need to have them go after all that. So it may be difficult for the city to meaningfully contribute to some of this exercise.
Let's see how this goes.
Okay.
I agree, particularly with the lack of specificity that I was hoping for to get to today. I think we'll achieve something today. It's not going to be a full schedule, is my assumption. But I'd like to use the time that we have today to get as much mapped out as we can.
Great.
And we'll see where we're at with that.
Thank you.
All right. I'm going to give you a 10-minute break.
And are we doing just expert witnesses?
No, just your all of your witnesses.
Oh.
If you have three people that are kind of saying the same thing but are from a different perspective that are lay witnesses, you want to put them on one sticky note, that's fine. But the idea is that we know when your witnesses are going to be called to the degree we can identify that on the schedule.
One
today.
Witness per pad?
Mm-hmm.
Sure. Oh.
Because we're going to stick them up there.
I need lots of